Hello, and welcome to Off the Cuff. I am your host, Chris Martinson, and on this program, every week, we are going to bring you a fascinating guest, where we are going to discuss the economy, energy, or the environment, informally and without a script. Welcome to this Off the Cuff. I'm your host, Chris Martinson. Hey, very happy to have Mish back with me. Mish, how are you?
Hey, a pleasure to be back on. Lots of interesting reports all over the place, and these reports are in question. Reports on the election, reports on jobs, reports on job openings, major discrepancies in the birth-death model adding jobs. So where do we want to start?
Well, it's interesting. I've actually got a report on the birth-death model sitting on my desktop here. I haven't published it yet. And it was in the context of fuzzy numbers. You know, that was one of the chapters in the crash course. And so I found three things that I found particularly fuzzy. The birth-death model was one of them. I'll tell you the angle I took on that. So I'm adding it up, and I'm because I'll just tell people this, but I'll post this soon enough. So I'm adding it up, and I'm looking at this. And from 2010 to 11 to 12, the birth-death model adds 1.969 million jobs. And those are added into the mix, right? So why did I pick 2010, 11, 12? Because when I wander over to the Census Bureau, they actually add up what they call the establishment and the firm survey. So establishments and firms are two separate things they track. But those are the two things we would call business births and deaths. And they track the births, the openings and closings, they call them, not births and deaths. And guess what? 2009, 10, 11, and 12, they recorded both for establishments and firms more closings than openings. So now I have to wonder, if you have more firms closing than opening, how do you add nearly 2 million jobs? How do you model that?
Chris, it doesn't make a lot of sense, you know, unless we had, you know, corporations of one person closing, you know, and you got 10 of those and you got another one open that hires 100 people. But realistically, it doesn't happen that way, does it?
Nope. It tends to be that firms start small and grow over time. So I would imagine, I'll be fair, the ones that are closing have about the same number of employees as the ones that are opening. I don't, you know, maybe that's untrue, but I doubt it.
To listen to this podcast in full, as well as all our other premium podcasts and articles, please enroll at peakprosperity.com. Simply go to peakprosperity.com/enroll.